How many of you canceled Thanksgiving because of how your relatives voted? It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Shoot us a call or a message this morning. 585-252-9800 is the number. Would love to hear from you. I've never understood, Breeze, why people choose to discuss politics during the holidays with family members.
Very strange.
It's risky. I sit there, I have four old fashions, and I shut my mouth. I mean, lucky for me, it's not my immediate family that talks politics. It's always the extended family.
Yeah, and everyone, they're always the problem.
Everyone has a smile and nod. We have a listener, Nina, on with us this morning, who maybe like a lot of you, is choosing to not attend Thanksgiving dinner or even cancel it with family this year because of this. Let us know if you are also one of these people. Hi, good morning, Nina.
Good morning. Hi.
Hi, Nina.
Hi, good morning. It's nice to talk to you guys again.
You too. Tell us what's been going on.
Well, I reached out because yesterday on the air, I heard you guys talking about this for There I Said It, and someone said you should talk politics with your family during Thanksgiving. And
that was Scott Spisano.
That was radio legend Scott Spisano. He's oozing with great advice.
Yeah, that's the worst idea ever.
Yes, it sure is.
Unless you all agree, I guess, but I told my mom I won't be attending Thanksgiving this year because of this very reason.
What?
So you're not going to Thanksgiving because politics. Shocker.
Yeah. My dad is outspoken about his support for the person he voted for. He and my mom voted against my rights, and I'm having a hard time dealing with that. Mm. I don't plan on cutting them off right now. I'm torn because they're my parents. I can't understand how some people can stab you in the back and then sit down at a table with you and act like everything is okay.
How you feel about this whole situation? Is that your parents stabbed you in the back?
Yeah. And just like, how fake can people be? It sucks because I love Thanksgiving and I love my parents most of the time, but I refuse to sit down with people, especially ones who voted for someone I hate. It's sad that this is what it's come down to, but I had to tell my mom that they did this, and if I'm not there next week, they've got nobody to blame but themselves.
How old are your parents? Are they older?
I mean, they're in their 80s, and yeah, I can be upset with them.
Oh, Nina, how many more holidays do they have left? I mean, this is like, really? You can't put this behind you for one day?
It's my life, too.
I get that.
Yeah, I can.
But it's your parents, you know? I mean,
it's my life. Mm-hmm. Wow. I mean, this is my choice. If you want to go be with people who voted for your oppression, that's fine. But I don't.
I honestly think it's very, I really think it's such a situational thing. And, you know, people are having a very hard time with this.
Yeah.
Rightfully so. But like Moose said, it is your family. And I get where you're coming from. And I'm telling you right now, you are not the only person in this situation, which is quite sad.
No, you're not alone. Parents are much older, and you only have so many holidays left with them. For me, I just put my head down, I shut my mouth, and I carry on. We can only control what we can control. I'm different, though, Nina. You have a right to feel the way you feel, and your feelings are valid. But that's just not me. I don't let things affect me this way. I just don't.
Yeah, but you're still a person, and I'm not legally a person anymore. Anyways, I just wanted to say protect your mental health, and it's okay to say no if somebody invites you somewhere that you don't feel like you have to say yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, so what are your alternative plans for Thanksgiving?
I'm hosting a Friendsgiving for fellow queer and trans people who don't feel safe with their families. Mm.
All right.
But your parents are still welcoming you with open arms to Thanksgiving. You're just choosing, you don't want to be a part of it.
You're creating a story about my parents that isn't really true.
Well, I'm asking you, though, what's the situation? What's the relationship from here on out after Thanksgiving ends? Then what?
I'm trying to figure that out, too. But mm-hmm. I get that you're really pro my parents, but I'm pro myself and pro my partner. And pro my community.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't think anyone's taking sides here. I think it's just more of just trying to understand mm-hmm. your point of view versus their point of view. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, they're my parents. I love them way more than you do. And I'm heartbroken about this. But they chose this. We had lots of discussions prior to the election. I told them what they were choosing, and they did it anyway.
Got it.
I'm worried about Christmas. I'm worried about Valentine's Day.
I'm worried about all of it. I'm worried about the people who are going to suffer.
Well, you are one of those people, believe it or not, because you're losing a relationship, no matter how angry or hurt or disappointed or scared you are at the moment. These are your parents. You've known them for your entire life. And I do fear, I hope that there, once they do pass, there is no regret on your end that you let, you know, I understand it's a very big issue.
Yeah.
But, because I mean, I'm in the same boat as you, not so much about my parents, but just in the sense of like being scared for my rights and being, I'm also a member of the LGBTQ plus community. I understand all of that. I just want to make sure that you're protecting your mental health while also, you know, just protecting your love and your history with your family. Is there any other family that you have that you do are in lockstep with that you could celebrate? Maybe not, you know, obviously you have the Friendsgiving all handled, but like an aunt, an uncle.
My cousins are also not showing up. I mean, the elders are going to be
elderly,
kind of shocked at what they have done. And hopefully that will, maybe that will make them think, maybe it won't, but the young folks are there for each other because we're all part of the LGBTQ community. And so we're going to take care of each other. And I also can say we have loved our parents diligently and with our full hearts all of their lives. And we do love them. We will love them, but we're not going to show up to be hurt and humiliated.
Yeah.
That's not love. That is self-harm. We didn't sign up for that. And especially not this year.
Well, protect your peace. And we're obviously going to not sway you this morning. And that's okay. I need you to take care of yourself this holiday. Be there for your friends. Be there for your cousins. And just give thanks. I know that might be hard to do. But give thanks this holiday season.
Yeah. Nina, thank you so much for coming on and just sharing your story with us, because I know there's a lot of people that are also choosing not to show up to Thanksgiving this year because of who their family potentially voted for.
Mm-mm.
And I know politics is a big factor for people not showing up to holidays this year, but we're going to get to some messages. 585-252-9800. Thank you for your, thanks for coming on with us, Nina.
You're welcome.
Okay. All right. Let me get over to a couple of your messages.
I have like 300, so.
This person, we had a listener that said, I stopped speaking to some of my siblings over the same issue. It wouldn't be a big deal if they kept their politics to themselves, but it is the topic of conversation the entire afternoon slash night, and it's so not enjoyable. One reason I'm choosing not to attend this year, this another listener says, in your situation, I would visit your parents separately and just skip Thanksgiving.
Yeah. This person says, that's so silly to skip Thanksgiving dinner over voting. That's Tyler from Webster. No turkey leg for you. This person says, hi, Moose and Breezy. I totally agree with not talking to friends and family who voted for someone who blah, 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 blah. I'm not going to get into it for so many reasons. But listen, I'm telling you right now, people who voted against their own interests, which affects all of us. So I do go on a blocking spree and I will not be with my family this holiday for Thanksgiving because I know that they did the same.
For some people, these holidays are just not enjoyable anymore. And it's sad that it's over politics, but that's what it's come down to. Rochelle says, good morning, Moose and Breezy. At the end of the day, she is entitled to make her own decisions. But coming from someone who lost her parents within a year apart from one another, I realized none of it matters. All the disagreements, the arguments, politics, lifestyle choices, none of it matters when you're watching your parents die a slow death while in hospice.
Okay, guys, chill.
Don't have the same regrets I do. in your situation, yeah, that's the same thing. Just go visit your parents. It doesn't have to be on Thanksgiving.
This person says, not me feeling protective over Moose and wanting to go off on this lady because she's being rude and thinking Moose is taking sides with her little side jab comments. Guys, this is wild because everyone's really triggered by this topic, Which I totally understand.
Well, yeah, it's relatable for so many.
But at the same time, at the end of the day, you're going to do what you want to do. And if you let this get in the way of your family, which so many people do, and I understand that everyone's situation is different, ultimately, at the end of the day, that's your loss, that's your family's loss, and the people that you're fighting over literally don't care about you. I'm so sorry. Whether you're left or right, they simply don't care about you. They'll never meet you. But the people who do care about you are your family. So it's crazy.
Let's take a quick break, you guys. Thank you for all the messages on this. It's a hot button for a lot of people because, like I said, it is so relatable. But I'm going to take some of your calls in just a few minutes here. It's Peaks by Mornings. It's Moose. It's Breezy. We'll be right back.
Imagine going to college. You have your whole life ahead of you, and then you just get arrested. 4 University of Rochester students have been arrested, with a 5th person being investigated after wanted posters that targeted Jewish faculty members were found scattered across campus. Those students are now facing a felony criminal mischief charge. The campus leaders says that the suspects allegedly had actions that did not meet the legal threshold for being a hate crime. But according to the feedback received, various law enforcement looked into this, and they are charging them, or trying to charge them, with a felony. Obviously, all charges are pending at this time.
Mm-hmm.
This started more than a week ago when hundreds of these signs were found scattered across campus, like I said, on Sunday, November 10th. In a statement released on Tuesday, yesterday, from the university president, they said that anti-Semitism will not be tolerated on campus. The University Association Vice President and of Public Safety said that these actions are completely intolerable and they will not be stood for. And I, you know, this has been happening a lot, not just at U of R, but all across the country, these acts of anti-Semitism and just violence towards Jewish people. And I think it's just so dark. And that's what they said, too. So that's why, I mean, they're not giving them a slap on the wrist. They're not like just giving them, throwing the book back at them and say, this is not in our code of conduct. They're literally getting authorities involved. The process for these students is now being handled by the Monroe County District Attorney's Office. And it's only going to, it's only going to get worse from them from there.
So, you guys, this is not how we behave during the holidays.
We don't behave this way, period. I don't care if it's November. I don't care if it's June. You don't act this way at all. It's very, very dangerous to an entire community of people. And yeah, it's very bad.
Coming up on the show, we're going to share with you why so many people, including myself, are kind of grossed out after one celebrity went out of his way to brag about helping a friend in need, when in reality, it was just done in extremely poor taste. And I'm sure a lot of people maybe know exactly who I'm talking about. If you don't, I'll share it with you coming up next on PXY Mornings. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. And I can easily say this has got to be one of the cringiest, most distasteful things I've witnessed in a very long time. Maybe some of you agree. I don't know. But for those of you who may not have heard, comedian and actor Dave Coulier from Full House, 65 years old, was diagnosed with stage 3 non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, which is a type of blood cancer, which he also explained is a very aggressive type. And I don't know a whole lot of the details of this specific type of cancer, but he shared photos on Instagram of his head being shaved with his close friend and old co-star John Stamos. And John Stamos is wearing a bald cap. And this is what he had written on his social media verbatim. He says, "Nothing like throwing on a bald cap and flexing some Photoshop skills to show some love and solidarity with my bro, Dave Coulier. You are handling this with so much strength and positivity. It's inspiring. And I know you're going to get through this, and I stand with you every step of the way." And can I just say, I have never seen a person get trolled so hard on social media until yesterday afternoon. People were pissed. And yeah. I have to agree, this guy's wearing a bald cap and it looked so distasteful. How brave of you, John. Just shave your head if you're going to do it. I mean, did anyone else find this super cringe? Because I would love to hear from you. 585-252-9800.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I don't think that you should make yourself out to be a hero and like you did like a notable or honorable thing when you didn't actually do it. Like, okay, hot take. I used to do Bald for Bucks in high school and when I was in cosmetology school and we would shave everyone's head and blah, blah, blah. And this guy came up and was like, yeah, I'm gonna shave my beard. I'm like, that's not the point, but okay. You can shave your beard at home. Why am I going to shave your beard for you? Like you're doing some like notable thing. Because everyone else was shaving their heads for Bald for Bucks, obviously. Yeah. And I don't know. It just, I guess if you're raising money for the cause and you're still doing something like that, sure. But
people took offense though. And I can see why. I mean, this was all over TMZ, People Magazine. Here is just some of the comments that people were having a field day yesterday. And I can't imagine John is not regretting his decision to do this. One person wrote, too vain to shave his head. No solidarity there. That comment got 8,000 likes. Someone wrote, a bald cap, shave your head or don't, but don't act like a bald cap is solidarity. A couple more people. Wow, I totally understand your cancer battle, Dave. I had to sit in the makeup chair for 2 hours. I cannot be more embarrassed for John Stamos. Just shave your head and show actual support or shut up. I mean, this went on with thousands and thousands of messages. And I'm like, oh, not a single positive thing to say about this. Well, and I'm like, oh my God, is he wearing a bald cap? When I saw this photo, I'm like, that's not... And I think why this backfired on John Stamos is because it came off as very shallow. It was a very shallow gesture.
I mean, I guess, but I do want to read the comment from his wife, just to play devil's advocate here. Obviously, his wife is going to have his back 100%.
Yeah,
but
of course.
She wrote, I really hope the people who are choosing to say cruel things about my husband also flew across the country and was there for his friend to bring joy while he was going through his chemo treatment. Look inward. Instead of tearing others down, take the time to think about how you can bring joy to other people that you love. Listen, like, that is true. He did go out. I mean, I don't know. I think it would have been weirder if he did this and then didn't say it was a bald cap. I think the whole idea behind it of, like, joking, and obviously, Dave was fine with it because he wouldn't have done it if he wasn't. And they're both comedians, they're both jokesters, they're both, like, all for the funny. And I want to, not that I can ever speak on the side of a cancer patient or a cancer survivor, but, like, there are some things, and I've worked with 1330 a bunch throughout the years, which is, like, an adolescent cancer group for kids who are obviously 13 through 30. And they say that humor and laughter is one of the greatest medicines that they could have during that really dark time, because that's all you really can do is keep your laugh, keep your joy. And listen, if that brought a laugh to him and that's something that they were like, let's do this, it'll be funny, I can't wait to see you in a bald cap, then pop off.
Well, listen, if Dave didn't have a problem with it, then maybe we shouldn't. That's fine. But
he didn't, is what I'm saying.
Right, then that's fine. Does everyone think it was a shallow gesture? Yeah, I think people took issue with him not actually being able to cut his hair. And I get it. The guy's got a beautiful head of hair. That's what he's known for, especially at his age. But he made sure to post it on Instagram to get those likes, too. It wasn't... did it come off as super genuine? I don't know. I guess maybe a little. I agree. I think it was a dumb idea, and... I don't know. I don't know how Dave Coulier feels about it. I'm sure he's seen all the text and all the messages on it. I'm like, this is odd. And
but, like,
you know,
they've known each other like,
yeah,
for
brothers.
Years and years and
sure.
years and years. They've worked together on set since the early 90s. And, like, I don't know. I just feel like if he's not worried about it and he's the one actually battling cancer, I don't think we should worry about it. Like,
laughter is, like Breezy mentioned, some of the best thing that you can do for somebody going through this.
I think the only people who could actually be really offended by this is cancer survivors. I never had cancer. You never had cancer. I hope we both never have to experience that. So I don't know if I can sit here and have this really hot take on it, because I don't know what someone's going through. And if this is, like, this could have been Dave's idea. You know what I mean? Like, it could have been.
Yeah, I don't
been.
Know. I don't so, know. I will say this. Back in 2021, when my girlfriend at the time, Julie, was diagnosed with stage 4 stomach cancer,
mm-hmm.
I knew it was not going to be a fun road ahead.
Right.
It wasn't. And I only started dating the woman 2 weeks before she was diagnosed. Well, if me personally learned anything, nobody likes losing their hair.
Right.
It's hard for men, but for women, it hits home harder, in my opinion. And Julie had some of the most beautiful hair you had ever seen. Thick, long, wavy, took a ton of pride in her hair. And during her, after her first radiation treatment, I took her to Santa Barbara for a weekend just to, you know, distract her.
Mm-hmm.
And she woke up with chunks of hair on her pillow.
Mm-hmm.
And she laid her head on my chest and she just cried. And I sat there and I cried with her and it broke me.
Yeah.
And I said, what do you need from me? Should I shave my head? I'll do it now if you want. How can I show my support? What do you need me to do? And she said, you already have. You barely know me. You decided to go through this journey with me. And she personally asked me, please do not shave your head. She genuinely said she appreciates it, but it would be a turnoff for her because she thought I had a nice head of hair. And she was a great woman, and I miss her. She passed away at 43. But
yeah. When
I saw something tacky like this yesterday, I won't lie. I guess, yeah, it triggered me a little bit.
Sure.
Because if you're going to help someone, do it because you genuinely love them and it's coming from a place of good. Don't do it because you want kudos or a pat on the back. People will see right through that. And I think that's what happened here with John Stamos. But if Dave doesn't have a problem with it, then it doesn't matter. Because I know they're brothers and he flew across the country to go see him and support him. And you're right. Laughter is the best medicine.
Yeah. So I think, you know, in a world that is so scary and filled with so much hate and illness and just a lot of really tough, tough things, if this is something that they came up with and that brought joy to them, obviously the world did not perceive it that way, but they don't have to because it's their thing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the power of social media, right? Something can be great. Something could be terrible. And you never meant for either of that reaction.
Correct. So you have to be so careful because you don't know how it's going to be perceived.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is, we hope Dave does get better because it's going to be a long, long, hard fought battle.
Yeah.
But like the doctor said, you know, even with in Julie's case, surround yourself with the people you love the most, the people you care about. And that's what helps you get through these type of battles in life.
Yeah.
So, all right, guys, we're going to take a quick break. It's Moose and Breezy and PXY.